You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
I miss you already.
Yeah, well, I can't see you now. We're just doing this over the phone, right?
I'm in a city. I'm living in a big old city, and all you're ever going to be is mean. Sorry, a little Taylor Swift to get us started today. That was really creepy. I don't know why. All right, continuing the intro. Sorry.
It sounded a little country-ish. I think you're missing Nashville.
It's nice. Not that much. No, I mean, as far as country, okay. I love Nashville, but as far as country music goes. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, if you haven't done so yet, go to newchurches.com and download the most recent research report on churches that have multiplied in the first 5 years of existence. Stats, factors, barriers, all around
that.
It's called Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow.
Retreat coming up. So I'm excited about that.
That's good.
So people, the Sojourn Network, they call it. So this is stuff that people are really interested in. So go to newchurches.com. Be sure to grab that.
Awesome. Well, today we have a question from Josh Engen. So let's listen in.
What issues do you separate over, such as baptism or Lord's Supper practices, to do a church plant with someone?
All right. So what issues? This is quite an interesting question because it's it's not saying, hey, how can you intentionally multiply? But it's what issues do you separate your church over to do a church plant with someone?
I think they're real and good questions. I mean, so do you. But it's because here's the deal. I think that that there are different levels of cooperation with people. You know, I'm at Wheaton College. There are people at Wheaton College who are who baptize babies, who baptize only believers. There are people here who are egalitarian, people who are complementarian. You know, and so there are people here believe different things about the Lord's Supper, and so all of those things are places where evangelicals have agreed to disagree and still see each other as part of the body of Christ. And so now, but that doesn't mean they should plant churches together. And here's where it gets tricky, right? So there are two areas where the more specific you get, the more, the more specific the partnership has to be. So I was asked this one time. I was speaking at an event with Tim Keller, and he hosted it in there in New York City, and he was talking about cooperation. And then I talked afterwards, and someone asked, well, how much can you, and I'm paraphrasing, here's a while ago, how much can you and Tim Keller cooperate in church planting? And I said, well, we can train together. We can learn together. I mean, you know, years later, Daniel, you and me and Scott McConnell at Lifeway Research, we have this thing called the Church Planting Leadership Fellowship, where we got Anglicans and Pentecostals and Presbyterians and Baptists and non-denominational all learning and praying for one another. But here's the thing, is that his term is separate, and that's more of a traditional, traditional theological word. Here's what I'd say. Pentecostals and Presbyterians can't plant churches together. Now, traditional Pentecostals. Baptists
and traditional Presbyterians.
Right, I should change it because there are Pentecostal Presbyterians. But so let me change it to Baptists. So Baptists and Presbyterians can't plant a church together. Here's why. Because this is what I said in the Q&A at Keller's place. I said, Keller and I can work together to plant a church, and it works great until the first baptism. Because, we're both preaching the gospel. We're both calling men and women to repentance. We're both discipling people, but at the first baptism it quits working, because then you got to decide if you need a cup or a tub. And so I mean, at some point what you do really matters, and that's an ecclesiology issue. And so at the end of the day, I think the issues he gave, baptism, I think definitely I don't see a helpful kind of a mixed covenant approach that some churches do. If you believe in the covenant, if you believe that baptism is a picture of the covenant and your children are being brought into that, and I get it, I don't necessarily agree with it, then you're in a church that has a covenant view of including infant baptism. If you're a believer's baptism person, you probably need to be there. Now, so baptism, it's an issue that we're still in the same gospel, we still love each other, but it has led us to be in separate churches. The other hand, if you're there might be places where you say, well, maybe we disagree on some issues about different tertiary issues, right? Not so. I think
or how to do outreach, or what time the service is supposed to be.
Yeah, so I think primary issues, we shouldn't be, I mean, that's just gospel issues. Secondary issues put us in different denominations and different church plants, but we still see each other in the gospel. Tertiary issues are like, it's okay. You know, you might differ with some things on me. You might differ with how we preach. You know, you might prefer verse by verse exposition. You might be topical. It might even be that, you're a little more reformed. You're a little more Arminian, but within the realm of our statement of faith, those kinds of things.
Yeah, well, Ed, what about, the whole idea of what primary, secondary, and tertiary issues are? I mean, to some people, it's a little bit more subjective than others, right? There are some who don't have a strong stance on baptism and the Lord's Supper, right? And there are some individuals in the church who are saying, well, personally, it doesn't matter whether you're infant baptized or believer baptized. Now, you and I, we have stronger views on that, but there are others who say that for me is more of a secondary issue than a primary one. What resources would you say, or would you recommend them to read, or how would you say, hey, you need to go about really forming your view on that?
Well, let's clarify though, because you said primary and secondary. I think primary issues are gospel issues. They are the way I tend to phrase it, not primary, secondary, but I talk about essentials, convictionals, and preferentials. Okay. So the essential issues are, I don't think that you're proclaiming a biblical gospel if you're not around an essential issue, what you call a primary issue. So primary issues are not, I don't think that baptism generally is a primary issue, unless you think that baptism saves you, and then that's undermines a primary issue of salvation by grace through faith. So primary issue, or we'll use my terminology, the essentials. So the convictionals, my convictions put me in different places in a different denomination than some other people. For example, I don't believe the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the initial physical evidence of speaking in tongues is a normative expression for believers today. So that's the doctrine of the Assemblies of God. Or for that matter, next week, both when we're recording this, both you and I are speaking at the Church of God General Assembly, right? And I'm hosting and moderating the meeting. I planned the meeting. Now I differ with some of their doctrine. And I'm not going to preach against it. I'm preaching about the primary things, but it puts me in a different denomination. Probably then it would put me in a different church plant. So because I think you'd be a really bad spirit-filled Pentecostal believer if you said, you know, I'm planting a church with some Presbyterians and Baptists. They don't believe that, so I'm not going to tell people how to be filled with the Spirit. So that's the thing. I mean, I think you really have to acknowledge that clear calling to kind of live out your faith, kind of live out your faith. And that means all the aspects of your faith.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So then would you say essentials, confessionals, and what was the third one that you mentioned?
Essentials, convictions, and then preferentials. So, do you preach verse by verse in the Bible? Do you tell me about your stylistic approaches in your church, things of that sort.
Yeah. So, Josh, I hope that was a helpful framework for you. Especially, I like how you framed that, Ed, with those three: essentials, convictionals, and then preferentials.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one too. And Josh, even if you would say in regards to baptism and the Lord's Supper, and when you look at different resources to figure out, okay, what are those convictionals? It would be good for you to think through that, to write them down, to be able to even compare them to the denomination that you're a part of. If you're going to be planting non-denominationally, that's obviously a choice that you can make. It affects funding. It affects a lot of different other areas as well. But oftentimes when you do plant non-denominationally, you're still planting in the spirit of a particular denomination when you lay out all your when you lay out all your convictions, right?
Let me say too that part of my concern too is you don't need to, and this is key, you don't need to neglect these things, because you're going to go in and someone's going to read the Bible and they're going to say, well, Pastor, what do we think about baptism? Well, we think whatever everyone else thinks. No, we need to know. Why do we believe this way?
Yeah, you're right.
So I would talk to Elmer Towns once years ago and asked him, what's the number one cause of church planting failures? And what he said was shifting ecclesiology. That you don't establish it in front. You just kind of, you love people, going to reach them for Jesus and blah, 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 which is great. But then you're not prepared for actually being this thing that has a New Testament description called church.
Yeah, that's a good word. And on that note, we'll end our podcast for today. So I hope that was helpful and that you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure that you send your questions in to us about church planting, multi-site, multiplication, pastoral leadership, and we would love to help in any way that we can. You can do that at newchurches.com if you're on your desktop, or if you're on your phone, go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. We'll catch you next time.